Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your hugger. Tonight, it's just me, you, mama, and your cousins, too. I don't know the rest of the song, but if you know it, sing along. If not, whatever. Anyway, I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037 is the call number. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. Holla at you. And I know some of y'all are shy, so if you're too shy to holler at me, do the call. Anyways, email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me, smoothdrama.com. And if you're too shy to do that, what's up, Blackfield?
What's up, Dick?
I'm cool. I'm just telling people, you know, we got events coming up. Here. In fact, we got an event coming up this weekend that we'll be talking about a little bit later on. Keep up with us and what we got happening. You text the word smooth drama to the number 1411. Once again, to keep up with us so that I like stalking y'all too. Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411 and we can get our stalk in. What's that, man?
What's that?
I was just telling people how they can stalk me and I can stalk them and mutually hug and stalk each other.
That's
nothing
cool.
Special. Yeah. You were real quick with this. That was cool. You can stalk me, no problem.
I'm having a little technical difficulties on my side, so I'm trying to. We're trying to solve the solution now. I have my tech support on the job, so.
All right, now get tech on the job here. Get on your JO report. And in the meantime, speaking of the job, man, I know you heard about Virginia Thomas, who, you know, for those of you who don't know, yeah, I paid the news pass yesterday. Virginia Thomas is the wife of Clarence, and she called up Anita Hill, asking Anita Hill to apologize. You know, she said, you know what, you can say sorry for what happened back in 1990. I thought the shit was hilarious. And I'm thinking, just imagining the conversation, you imagine the wife of the man who was basically smacking you on the ass at work and you didn't want it, is calling you to tell you to apologize. I already know. I mean, I'd be like, bitch, is you crazy? Why in the hell?
Yeah, isn't it something like a 20-year-old apology and she was asking for it, like it happened yesterday, you know?
Well, I mean, 20-year-old apology, my ass, I'm apologizing for nothing. Your man violated me. You calling
yeah.
me like, yeah, if you, you can say you're sorry. I'm like, she lost her damn mind. I'm sorry. I thought that was as hell. And I know I get that call. I'm like, fuck you. What the hell's wrong with you? You gonna be with this bullshit?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And whoop the shit out of you.
Yeah, Yeah, hey, I'm gonna come
let
through, and I got an apology for you, all right.
just meet me outside the building. Take your heels off, and be ready. But you know, Virginia Thomas, she's one of the party members now. So I guess maybe she was trying to get a look. She was feeling a little uppity. You know, maybe her and the home drinking some spiked tea and whatnot. And then it's like, girl, you should call up Anita Hill and tell her, apologize to your man, because that was some bullshit. She was sipping on that tea like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to call that bitch right now.
Yeah, you know there was somebody behind her pushing her to do that. You know, you just don't call up. That's why you calling up some cat, you know, that you was beating him up, you know, back in the third grade, and then you calling him up being like, look, you need to apologize to me, you know, when I was beating you up and I hurt my hand.
Right. You know, I broke my hand in fourth grade on your head, and I have not recovered since.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Who does shit like that? It make you tired. Although, it's making you wonder, you know how George Bush ain't been around in a minute.
Yeah.
Old George Bush, you know, not like we done. George Bush was doing a speech, and he was talking how, and then in front of, I guess, 2,000 voters. And I'm thinking, in between 300 million people in the United States is about right for him. So, in 2004, he's telling them, yeah, I miss Stanford. I miss Air Force One. I miss being commander of an awesome group of people. Now, I think I can speak to you. I'm sure you may agree with me, and people out here, we don't really miss George Bush. I probably don't. And if you're one of them people who do George Bush, sorry for you and you stupid.
that motherfucker tripping to go there and say, oh, I miss this and I miss that and. And, you know, I was in control of a great group of people, motherfucker. you ain't do shit for none of us, so, you know.
Right. I mean, all I remember is that I had less money in my pocket when you became president. That's what I remember. And I don't know. Speaking of people that just not making sense, also, since I'm on this tirade right now, Lisa Leslie, in talking to Oprah, was talking, didn't understand her relationship with Michael Jackson. I mean, you wasn't alone, because a lot of them understand your relationship with Jackson either. Hey, what's up, right? She was like, me and him, we had a relationship. We had a real marriage. We were really in love. I'm like, really? Because, you know, it may shock to some folks. I don't believe Mike was hidden. I don't believe it. But that's just me. I could be wrong. Mike and God rest his soul, the freak of the week. I don't believe it. I can't see it. But that's just me.
Yeah, exactly.
You and your relationship with Mike. And we didn't either.
And the thing that gets me, all this stuff always comes out after the fact, you know? not when he was living, right. None of this stuff came out, you know, because he would have disputed it. He would have been like, nah, that's not how things were going, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and we all know how that went. They were supposedly married, got on stage, and they tongue kissed for a minute. And I guess that was like their relationship, they tongue kissed on national TV. And I guess if that's a high point in your relationship, I got nowhere else to go.
Just exactly.
But speaking of God, man, there's a report. They know where the hell Bin Laden is.
Go play.
You know, they said they believe they say that he's in Pakistan, and him and his deputy, the second in charge, who, you know, we done caught the second in charge like 35 times already, and Al-Zawahiri, excuse me, you know, I can't pronounce that. Hello. Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. We seem to be having technical difficulties right now. Let me get my man on the air. Black Steel, you there? Hello? Okie dokie. We seem to have hit a snag. Well, anyway, people, let me get back to what I was talking about here, where basically they say they know where Bin Laden is. It's kind of funny to say, all right, we know where Bin Laden is, but we're not going to do nothing about it. We want to let y'all know. I'm like, why would you tell us you know where Bin Laden is if you're not going to do nothing about it? It makes no sense to me. I wonder what they're thinking, and I'm sure some of y'all wonder what the hell they're thinking also. It makes no sense, but I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about it, because it makes no sense whatsoever. I wonder sometimes, and I'm sure you wonder too, what the hell is going on? It's just uniquely, what's the word I'm looking for? Uniquely not unorthodox, but retarded, the fact that we say we know where he is, but no one would go to get him, because obviously, if we go get him, then the war is over. And if the war is over, then you have to, like, be accountable to the people and spend money on the stuff that you're supposed to spend money on and not on this garbage that we've been spending it on, like the war, that reportedly we spent like $336 billion on. Now, I don't know about y'all, but $336 is a nice amount of change for me. I don't know about anybody else, but I could use $336 billion. I can use $336, honestly. and for those of you who are trying to watch it on Smooth Drama TV, I have to apologize. We're having technical difficulties right now. Hopefully, we'll be able to get back up here in a minute and get everything back on track. In the meantime, Juan Williams, for those of you who don't know who Juan Williams, because I never really cared too much for him myself. He's just a guy on TV. Juan Williams is a political commentator, and I guess he works for NPR. Or had worked for NPR. And NPR, for those of you who don't know, is supposedly liberal radio, whatnot, where they talk about liberal things that are supposed to be the exact opposite of the political pundits on Fox News, whatnot, and the Fox conservative shows. Well, Juan Williams came out and said that, and this is his words, the truth is that I worry when I am getting on an airplane and see people dressed in garb that identifies them first and foremost as Muslims. Saying, this is not a bigoted statement. He went on to point out that he had on the O'Reilly Factor show gone on to caution Bill O'Reilly about using inflammatory rhetoric that might incite bigoted behavior. What I don't understand in all this is what it's not bigoted behavior that we're worrying about. And the fact that you could say something and folks are supposed to, like, take it as the gospel and go crazy, I don't get. I don't get it all.
Well,
yeah. Right now, I'm in the middle of trying to get back on, so get on my switchboard here. Yeah. So let's try again. So hopefully we can. Oops. Did that wrong? I'm sorry, y'all. This is not going well.
Talk radio. Goodbye. Thank you for using Blog.
I am getting shut out. Why am I getting shut out, people? I don't know. Anyway, Juan Williams, who thought that he could say these types of things on a liberal show and get away with it, just found out that it's not going to happen like that.
Doesn't
pin
you have on file for your account.
Please
re-enter your PIN.
This is probably the
worst
show ever.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Alrighty then.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I am not getting any love today. There is no love going on for me at all right now. And I have to apologize to y'all for this because, this is hurting my feelings. I don't know about y'all, but I am really never a fan when things aren't working correctly. But I shall soldier on. And I'm tired of talking about maybe it's because I started talking about Juan Williams when I shouldn't even be talking about his ass. Because he sucks for thinking that there's quote-unquote freedom of speech when you're on liberal radio. So-called liberal radio. There is no such thing. The only liberal or conservative radio where it's freedom of speech. I'm stuck. Is approved is quite honestly shows that don't have these corporate sponsors. Now we all know corporate sponsors are the death. Hello? Oh my God. Really? Hello? Hello, everybody. Sorry about this. This is probably the technical difficulties snafu of all technical difficulties. It is really killing me here. Black Steel, you there? Well, on this note, we gonna just go to a song. Hopefully this will work. This is Soul on Ice, Roscosmos, while we try to figure this out. I guess we're not going to get no love there either. Well, let me soldier on anyhow. I'm stuck right now, and I'm going to move on. because I guess when I said Bin Laden, that knocked me off, and then I said Juan Williams, and that really killed me. So we're not going to talk about Bin Laden or Juan Williams, and hopefully everything will work again. Imagine that. And once again, I have to apologize because it's crazy. Now, I was reading. You know, I'm one of them people who actually reads. My favorite state of Florida here. Florida, oh, Florida, oh, Florida. Florida is the place to be, not to be. Oh, hold on. I think we got some rescue. Anyway, I'm going to try one more time the switchboard. Let's see if this works. Soul on Ice, Roz Cobb. Is it working? Yeah, hoping that it was working, and I can see right now that I am not going to get any technical love right now at all. Oh my God, the whackness continues. All right, I see that if you say anything that has anything to do with Bin Laden or Juan Williams right now, your shit is not going to work. So my advice to you out there listening, the two people that are left, don't listen to what I'm doing. Don't say what I say because your computer will shut off. So, some mysterious reason, nothing works. Let me see. Does this work? Nope. That does not work. Yes. I don't know what the hell is going on. Well, yeah. And one of our bloggers is saying that Juan Williams got offered another position. Yeah, I had read that too. And he probably did that so he can get offered the position. It wouldn't really shock me to hear something like that, because obviously that's what it's all about. Saying stuff to incite the public and getting that extra money so that you can be a star. I don't know if I can do that. I know in order for me to be a star, I'd probably have to do an internet tape or whatnot, which I, of course, and not going to do, because I don't want my mother to kill me. But the whole doing the sex tape and becoming a multimillionaire is a nice thought. I mean, it's not that bad of a thought. I'm sure the other person in the tape would probably want to get a few million also. I know I would. Well, I mean, that would be the reason why I would do it in the first place, right? Right? Anyhow. It's just funny that, you know, there's ways for people to get famous and saying stuff that incites people is what helps you get famous. And I know I may incite folks, but I don't want to get famous like that. I don't even know if I want to get famous, because getting famous is overrated. I would rather continue to be the fake celebrity that I am. Somebody's got to do it, right? Somebody's got to represent for the fake celebrities out there. and that would be me. I am going to continue to represent for all the fake celebrities out there. I am aspiring to be fake celebrity number one. And Juan Williams, for my blogger who asked who Juan Williams is, Juan Williams was a, is a guy who's one of those political, what you call political pundits, one of those people who just comes on and, you know, gives a generic opinion. He had been one of those guys who you would have as the liberal guy on the conservative show. You know how they play that whole, you have on the conservative show, they have a certain amount of conservative guys in a round table, and then they have that one guy who is supposedly a liberal, and he gives the other point of view. That's who Juan Williams was. Now, Juan Williams I don't know his ratings or was he that successful or whatnot, but normally when guys come out and they do shit like this, where they kind of like, oh yeah, and they make these kind of inflammatory remarks, because as we all know, right now, if you want to make a mark for yourself, you go in on and you can either diss Mexicans or you can diss Arabs/Muslims or people who look like the stereotypical Muslim, even though you may not be one or whatnot, and even if you are, it doesn't matter, because folks will pigeonhole you and try to make you into that just so they can fuck with you, unfortunately. And so that's what he did, in my personal opinion. I could be wrong. You know, I pretend like I'm smart on the radio, and it's not because I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night and those stupid shit like that. But I see that as something that just happens, and you hope that it's not true. But I think it is. I think it's what he did, and I think he did it on purpose. Unfortunately, it's something that he's going to have to live with. Not that he cares, because I'm sure as he's cashing them checks, he's going to keep rolling like that. Because as we all know, it's about cashing them checks. And that's how we live here in America, and it's one of the main reasons why people all over the world hate us as citizens on a whole. You know, and the funny thing about that is that on a whole, the majority of the regular American people, we're not about that. And you just not heard. We're not heard, unfortunately, because it's not cool to be normal. And we know the only people that get heard nowadays are the people that are on the extremes, the people who are way the fuck out there. They're like way on the other level of stupid. And a lot of times, stupid is as stupid does, unfortunately. I hate it. And I wonder, are people going to understand? I mean, it's like, you had you know, we got this proliferation of parties. It started off, I mean, we always had the little libertarian, you know, the fringe parties, whatnot. And then a few years back, we got the Tea Party. Now we have the Coffee Party. We even got homie in New York, Jimmy McMillan, with the rent is too damn high party. I mean, there's a party for everything. Now, I say, and unfortunately, we don't have the we're having technical difficulties, and I can't get my man Black Steel on. But unfortunately, I'm saying that we should have a party. I'm thinking we can start to shut the fuck up and make some goddamn sense party. That would be my party. If y'all down with me, holler at me. I'll holler back. I think that's where we need to be. You know, nobody is making sense nowadays. And I think that we need to get back to that. There's something to be said for making sense. And that would be a start. And, you know, I know there's people who like you're hating or not, but I don't look at it as hating. I look at it as, you know what, it's gone too far. All we talk about is stuff that doesn't make sense, things that don't matter in the grand scheme of things. You know, while and I know sometimes I may be a part of that as a member of the media, I can feed into it, but I know I care about some things that do matter, like Florida, the good old state of Florida. They had a little thing where they were doing Medicare fraud. Now, to some folks, that's not really important. But I thought it was. You know, what they were doing, there were a couple of companies in Florida who were using mentally ill patients. And what they did is they would have these supposed Medicare therapy sessions that they never performed at all, and they would pay kickbacks to Florida assisted living facilities, have them deliver their patients to the American Therapeutic Corporation and the MedLink Professional Management Group. These two groups had done over $200 million in Medicare fraud. Now, of course, we know the $200 million that they caught probably was a little bit more because they just caught on to them. Lord knows how long they've been doing this. And what they would do was they would target people who had Alzheimer's, dementia, and whatnot. And they would leave the people, they would leave them in the room watching TV or playing games, whatnot. And they were changing the charts in saying that they had actually did therapy on them and had been helping them. And so that's what was going on. Now, to me, this was the biggest damn story of the week, of this whole month. But is that on TV everywhere? No. You know why? Because nobody cares about old folks and whatnot, and nobody cares about what's right and doing good shit, the right thing towards people. I mean, you know, people with Alzheimer's and other degenerative mental diseases, they can't fend for themselves. They just can't. Now, some folks think, you know, oh, Dick, look, you stop paying attention to that. Man, you know, it don't make no sense what you're talking about. And I'm like, why? Why isn't this the number one story? I mean, obviously, it was something serious. It was real serious. But that's the mentality. We don't talk about stuff that makes sense. We don't talk about stuff that's serious, that affects real people. You know, it was another issue where there was the issue of the woman who had to shoot a little 12-year-old boy. They bust him into her home, whatnot. They had been messing with her, and she shot him. And you know how you have Jesse Jackson, and you have Al Sharpton. They come in when it's a high-profile case, and it's good for them. But this woman was going to go to jail, and who protected her? The NRA. It was the NRA, you know, the Rifle Association, that actually helped this woman. And nobody comes to the rescue of people like that. Because y'all know me, if you've been listening to me for a minute, you know that I call these so-called boys in the hood, as my man Lou Yu said in his song, "Why Y'all Boys in the Hood," I'm Furious Style. All these boys in the hood are out there, and y'all was making the hood terrible. I mean, we talk about terrorists, whatnot. To me, gangs are terrorists. Now, people are talking about, oh, they're killing our kids. Our kids are in trouble, and we need to protect the black youth, the inner city youth, whatnot. And I'm cool with that. But I'm saying that if we're talking about protecting these youths, we need some organizations on tap. We need some community resources on tap that can school these young men. I mean, obviously, the community part is not working. We know that it's not working. It's unfortunate that it's not working. And it's going to be a problem, because this is something that you can't blame on the government. You know, community, your neighborhood is your responsibility. I mean, people act like these grown-up, quote-unquote, grown thugs, whatnot, weren't little kids, that you couldn't identify that they were going to be little badasses and grow up. I mean, we all knew, we all saw. But did we all act on it? That's the issue. Did we all act on it? Somebody's got to act on it. And that's where we have the issues. I mean, you got, you know, like one of the bloggers said, we got this problem because the other states are trying to get away with the same thing. You know, it was an article where they were talking about the Nigerian scammers. Now, the Nigerian scammers are those people who, you know, they send you all these ridiculous-ass emails, these ridiculous emails talking about, hey, you know what? If you give me your bank account number, I will deposit $30 million into your account. Now, obviously, you have to be very, very stupid to fall for something like that. I mean, we do that. I mean, how many times we look through our spam every day? You figure on the average we have, what, 75 to 100 spam a day, depending on how much you're on the internet, whatnot. And you just toss it. It's no big deal. We don't pay it no mind. But obviously they're sending it out, and it's working because some of y'all are stupid enough to think, or, well, not stupid, greedy, because I'm not going to insult your intelligence and say you're stupid. I'm going to say you're greedy, although part of that is dumb. Your greed is what's stopping you from getting the common sense in your head to say, you know what? If somebody has $30 million, why would they need my bank account? They have $30 million. Why would a complete stranger want to share with me? Now, for me, that makes sense. For some folks, it doesn't make sense. And if you're one of the people that's stupid enough to get caught up by the so-called Nigerians and the other headquarters is Jamaica, if you get caught up in that and you lose your money, that's on you. And shame on you, because you were greedy enough to think that somebody was going to give you $15 million. And that's part of the whole thing when we talk about the scammers in Florida. These scammers in Florida who are scamming on the system by not, and we gotta make sure we point out, they are scamming on these older people and not giving them the help and the care that they're supposed to be getting. I mean, the bad part of the story wasn't just about getting the money from the government. It was the fact that they were just leaving these elderly patients in the room to play games and whatnot, weren't giving them the treatment that they were entitled to. That's the number one part of the story that we can't forget. I mean, because obviously, well, it's not obviously. Maybe it may not be obviously to some of you, but you understand that they are treating people bad and getting money for it. And that's the issue. And the number one thing is not the money, although some people will, you know, obviously point to the money and the money comes up. But the number one thing is the fact that these people are being treated badly. Period. Now, as far as my blogger said, if Nigeria, Nigerians give Africans a bad name, well, I mean, right now the continent is in sore disrepair. There's so much ill going on there with the rapes in the Congo that I've been talking about. I mean, obviously, this scam thing, it's not even a big deal to me, because I feel like if you were dumb enough to fall for that because you was greedy and you got, hey, it sucks to be you. That's my take on it. I mean, that whole continent, it basically, you just, like, all the leadership just needs to go. And I say all the leadership, I'm talking about all the puppet leadership, all the people who are puppets to the powers that be, the global icons, eye candies, whatever you want to call them. they all are just messing them around and killing all the bright people. The intelligence is not nurtured there, and the intelligence isn't nurtured into leadership, into moving the continent and making it go forward. It's sort of like what we do here. And people are not looking at it, but United States is not developing. It's not getting better here. It's getting worse. I mean, people will say, oh, it's doomsday. And you know me, I'll be the first one to say, this is the glory days. We're not going to get no better than what we got right now. I mean, we are living the high life. We got food. We got water. We got deodorant. Never underestimate deodorant. Deodorant is like high up. What I'm saying is, if we look, we're one of those cultures where people, and we all can testify to this, people beat up on people because they're smart and can read. There's no, oh man, homie smart. We look up to him. We want to be like him. We want to hang out with him. Nah, if you smart, they want to whoop your ass. They want to beat your ass because you're smart. Now, I think there's an issue. I mean, there was an argument where there was an article where they were talking about, are books going to disappear? And I'm like, no. You know, they're saying, oh, physical books be gone in 5 years. And one, it was from a company called Negroponte, which automatically, because the name of your country, your company is Negroponte, I can't listen to nothing you got to say. Even if I'm saying it wrong, it's spelled Negroponte. So automatically, you lost my eyes. You're not legitimate. Negroponte, that's the name of your company. To hell with you, Negroponte. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway, he said, Negroponte says, in 5 years, the physical medium cannot be distributed to enough people. When you go to Africa, 500,000 people want books. You can't send the physical thing. I don't know why not. We got a whole bunch of books here that we don't use. People don't really read here. I mean, it was one thing. I was at the Alternative Press Expo in San Francisco this weekend. It was a lot of people there. And it was a lot of individual creators and artists with stories to tell, individual stories to tell. And they were on books. Now, obviously, there are some people who have the online medium and whatnot. But you know what? I, as much as I love online, and I'm an online radio talk show host, at the same time, there's something to be said for me going to the comic book store, talking to my comic book store lady Rita, and we talk about the comic books, and you see other folks who collect comic books, and I'm at the comic book bar in San Francisco, and I look at it like, no, the medium is not dead. The medium is far from dead, and it is not dying. I mean, people who talk about it dying, they have a vested interest in it dying because they are in the Kindle, iPad, iPod market. They own stocks in that, and they want it to go away. and that's where it is. I mean, there's nothing like sitting down and reading a book. Reading is a beautiful thing. Sitting down and reading and doing stuff with real, live people. I mean, that's what Honest John was talking about earlier this week. People, you know, the online thing is cool, but people don't get together and, like, talk to one another and do shit together. And that's what we're talking about here. People got to do stuff together. You know, that's how the world gets better. This whole internet thing, as good as it is, and obviously I love people that I converse with on here, and we can go back and forth on ideas and whatnot, but I'd love to meet them also. I'd love to meet you. You know, I see you live and in public, and we can talk, and we can come together, and we can push forth ideas, and there's something to be said when you can talk to somebody face-to-face. Face-to-face is a beautiful thing. It really is. I know I may be violating the internet code or whatnot, but, I mean, there's something to be said to being able to meet someone, because obviously you get that internet code. You can get some of that good old-fashioned internet courage and just say whatever, whenever, but can you say that shit live? Do you have the guts to say it live and in public in front of people? Can you talk to people in general? That's a very important thing. And I think that's another thing that's making people impersonal. When we talk about the kids, they don't know how to speak live. They don't know how to get along with folks. They don't know how to talk to each other, and that's the reason why we're in the situation we're in. Now, I'm sorry to get off on my ramble, and I have to apologize to those who tried to listen to the choppy show. We had some technical difficulties beyond our control. I have to apologize to my man Black Steel. Be looking out on my Smooth Drama site and on my Facebook site. We're going to have some announcements for you guys. And I want to thank you for still listening, even though I wasn't even there. I'm Big Hugger from my main man, Black Steel. Better get better. Out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.